Today's shir is called the Cherubs of Gan Eden, Devil or Angel. Remember that song, yes, Devil or Angel? I'm dating myself. Or Cherubs of Gan Eden, Heavenly Angels or Hell's Angels? So to get the answer, you have to stay awake. What? The riddle on the board. Before we get to that, we have to answer Sharona's very good question. Sharona asked a good question. She asked, didn't God set Adam and Eve up for the sin? Right? God said, you can eat of all the fruits of the garden except the one in the middle. It's like you tell your child, what? You can have everything except that one thing.
That's the one I want.
That's exactly what he wants. So Sharona asked a very good question. Aviva, what did she ask? Did God set up Adam and Eve?
Yeah.
What?
Yes.
What's the answer?
Yes.
No.
I don't think
so. No, because the only way to grow spiritually, Moshe, no pain, no gain. In order for us to grow and progress spiritually, we have to be tempted. We have to struggle with the Yetzer Hara, otherwise we stagnate and shrivel up. Alfie, no pain, no gain. Therefore, the Talmud says in Masechta Avodah Zarah, when Mashiach comes and God will remove the Yetzer Hara, it says the Rishoyim will cry and the Tzadikim will cry. So we all understand why Rishoyim will cry when Mashiach comes. It'll be Miller time. Mashiach will settle up with all our peace partners. But why will the tzaddikim cry? They should rejoice when there's no Yetzirah. Why will they cry? Says the Maharsha, beautiful. Because tzaddikim know the only way they can grow and progress spiritually is through the struggle with the Yetzirah. No longer Yetzirah, messianic era, there's no Yetzirah. No Yetzer Hara, no growth. So the Chafetz Chaim says, you have to chaparai now. How do you say that in English, Alan? You have to chaparai now. Because when Mashiach comes, it's too late now. It's too late. When Mashiach comes, there's no more spiritual growth. You cannot progress anymore. You're stuck in neutral. So Rav Moshe, you chaparai now. It's now or never.
Why will we be studying so much Torah after Mashiach comes? Just
Lishma? For God's sake. For God's sake. So why do you want we want Mashiach now? Why do you want Mashiach now? For us it's better now because only now we can steig. We want Mashiach for God's glory. So the whole world will finally acknowledge Bayoi Mahu, Yeah Hashem Echad, Ushmo Echad. When is the Yom Ahu? When Mashiach comes. The mask comes off. The whole world will acknowledge HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the one and only. So for God's sake, we want Mashiach. Not to stick it to the goy. No. For God's glory. But for us, we can only steig. There's no word like steiging in English. I don't know. Steig?
Wait.
Steig. To know, the only steig, the opposite. The only way to steig is now, when you have the struggle with the Yetzer Hara. Steig, moving on up.
Progress.
So therefore, God wanted Adam and Chava to fulfill their potential devorah. That's only through what? Being tempted, we shall overcome. They stole everything from us. Now, what did I write on the board? Bereshis bara, says the Zohar. Bereshis is a pasuk in Psalm 111. Reshis chachma yirat Hashem. Psalm 111. Don't we say it every morning? Reshis chachma yirat Hashem. The chief and beginning of all wisdom is the fear of God. So when the Torah says Bereshis, says the Zohar, how did God create the world? Bechachma. Reshis Chachma. God created the world with Chachma. Says the Zohar, 2,000 years before Einstein, the word Chachma is an acronym. What's an acronym? FBI, CIA, NYPD. Right. The word Chachma, Resh is Chachma, Psalm 111, Alfie. Chachma is an acronym of Koach equals Ma. You getting this, Alfie? 2,000 years before Einstein. How did God create the world? Using Chachma, which is Koach. What does Koach mean in Hebrew?
Energy.
Equals Ma. What is Ma? Mazeh, matter. What's the matter? Don't you get it? Mazeh, what's the matter? Kowinky dinky, it's amazing, Moshe. Mazeh, what's the matter? So 2,000 years ago, the Zohar said that God created the world through Chachma, Koach, energy, which turned into what?
Matter.
Isn't that amazing? Now, Shomayim. Again, the word Shomayim is an acronym for what?
Shomayim.
Eish Umayim. Shomayim is an acronym of Eish Umayim. God created the universe through Eish Umayim. What is Eish Umayim? What's fire and water? That's the nebula. The Ramban in the year 1265 said that God's first creation was Shomayim, which is an acronym of Eshomayim, which is the nebula, the fiery liquid gas, or the cosmic soup. The Ramban in the year 1265. And from that, everything else was created. First it was the Eshomayim, which is fire liquid gas, which all scientists now say is the nebula, and from that the universe evolved. So isn't that amazing? Hafochba vafochba the kulaba. Everything is what? In the Torah. And next Sunday I'll show you that even cavemen and dinosaurs are also in the Torah. But that's a cliffhanger for next Sunday. Ev, you have to come. Alfie. Cavemen and dinosaurs are also in the Torah. Everything is in the Torah. But now we're going to talk about this. Eshumayim, Koach Ma, Nebula, Fire, Liquid, Gas, everything, Hafochba in the Torah. But now let's get to the very strange incident where God kicks Adam and Chava out of the Gan Eden and he places the cherubs as guards, the Kruvim, to guard the way to the Derech Etz HaChaim. Now, the Torah never tells me any stories, Nechama. They look like stories, but there's teachings, deep philosophical and moral teachings, clothed, disguised in what? In stories. The Torah teaches to teach us through stories, because when you remember the story and you listen to me, you'll get the message behind the story. I'm giving you the story behind the story. What do you need to know that God expelled Adam and Chava and he placed the Kruvim there? Why is that important for the year 2012? Because if it wasn't, Avram wouldn't be in the Torah. So the Rambam tells us that the reason the Torah tells us the parsha of the Kruvim here, these angelic beings, is to teach that belief in angels is a cardinal of Judaism. The reason the Torah tells me the story of the Kruvim here in Gan Eden, that a Jewish person, to be a loyal Jew, must believe, Avram, in what? In Malachim. And therefore the Torah tells us about these angelic beings. That's what he says in Moreh Nebuchim. You hear this, Rabbi Yaakov? It's an ikar of Yahadut. But wait a minute. If you check the Ani Mamin list, Ani Mamin, Ani Mamin, which he wrote, it's not on there. Holy Rambam, Ramosha, Shvera Rambam. In the Moreh Nevuchim, he claims the reason the Torah writes the story of the Kruvim is to teach that we must believe in angels, the doctrine of Yahadut. And yet, in his Perish HaMishnayot of the Ani Mamin, listing the 13 essentials of Judaism, Avram, he doesn't what? List it. Is the Holy Master contradicting himself? No.
No, he never contradicts
himself. He never contradicts himself. What's the message over here? To answer this question, we have to what? Ask another question. We have to ask another question. If you look in the 13 principles of faith, one of the ikar is what? Schar va'onesh. To believe in reward and punishment. That what we do has cosmic repercussions. That is one of the ikar of Yahadut of the Ani, Imamin, Schar va'onesh, right? God will reward and punish accordingly. In other words, Schar mitzvah, mitzvah. Schar avera, avera. What we do down here has eternal repercussions. The Mishnah says in Masechta Avot chapter 4, you do one mitzvah, you create a good angel. You do one avera, you create a devil. Here the Kruvim, Rashi calls them Malachi Chabala, angels of terror, which is shocking because these are the same Kruvim, Rabbi Yaakov, that are found in the Holy of Holies, on top of the Ark. What are devils doing in the Holy of Holies, Alan? The Gemara in Chagiga, page 13, says these same Kruvim are found in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, on top of the Ark. Here, Rashi calls them devils. In Parshas Truma, he calls them, questions later, calls them Holy of Holies. What are devils doing in the Holy of Holies?
Kabbalah means devils.
Kabbalah means terrorists. Malachi Kabbalah. Well, that's devils, right? Malachi Kabbalah. So what are they doing in the Kodesh HaKadoshim? Huh? What are they doing in Kodesh HaKadoshim? Devils in the Holy of Holies?
Could they be keeping out negative forces?
But why are they in the Kodesh HaKadoshim? What's the mystery over here? What? The answer is, what is the Torah teaching? What is the Rambam saying? Why is belief in angel the cardinal of Judaism? Why? Because the Mishnah says, Da malamala mimcha, Avram. Da malamala mimcha. But Chaim Velozhin says, we're not punctuating correctly. Da malamala. If you want to know, Reb Moshe, what's going on up there, if you want to know if the Kruvim are devils or angels, what's the answer? Mimcha. It's up to you. The awesome power of a human being. The Kruvim, the angels, whether they're heavenly angels or hell's angels, depends on little old me. Isn't that frightening, the awesome power that we possess? Da mala mala mimcha. If you want to know what's going on above, says the Mishnah mimcha. The Kruvim were Kodesh Kadoshim. But after Adam and Chava sinned, they turned the heavenly angels, buddy, into hell's angels. Zrum, zrum. Pretty frightening. This idea. So, where do we get the Rambam? Belief in angels is a cardinal belief in Yahadut. And yet he doesn't mention in what? In the 13 principles of faith, but he does. He says, Schar va'onesh. The Mishnah says, Oise mitzvah achat, Koine praklit echad. Ova avera achat, kone kateger echad. What we do, we create. You do a mitzvah, you create a good malach. You do an avera chas v'sholam, you create a devil. That's schar va'onesh. The mitzvah itself becomes a living entity. The reward of the mitzvah is the angel that we create. The punishment for the avera is the devil that we create. And after 120 years, who's be waiting for us? You make the call. Who'll be waiting for us, Alfie? You make the call. What type of Kruvim, Nechama? Up to you. So don't you see why belief in Malachim is a cardinal principle of Judaism? Because that's Da Malam Alam Imcha. What we do has cosmic, eternal repercussions. So how come the Rambam doesn't mention this in the Yud Gimel Ikrim? He does. He calls it by another name. Belief in angels, what's another name? Schar Va'onish. What's the reward of the mitzvah? The angel you create. That's your eternal companion for the afterlife. And what's the punishment for the Avera, Nebuch? The devil that we create, Chas V'Sholom. That's the punishment. So the Rambam does not contradict himself. Belief in angels, a cardinal of Judaism, and he codifies it in the Perish HaMishnayot and Animam and Eschar HaVonish. Why is belief in Malachim cardinal of Judaism? Why? A belief. Because what we do has eternal cosmic repercussions. In other words, belief in Malachim is belief in Eschar HaVonish. So it is codified in the Rambam's Perish HaMishnayot under the category of Eschar HaVonish. And Amor Nevuchim, he calls it belief in angels. It's cardinal to Yahadut because what we do matters. Doesn't just matter down here. It matters up there for eternity. The awesome power that God gave the human being to create or chas v'sholom destroy. So what are the Kruvim Alfi? Devil or angel?
Up to you.
It's up to us. That's what the Torah is teaching. More than that. The Talmud in Chagiga says that they had the faces of children in the Holy of Holies, Raz. Images, graven images, the faces of children, boy and a girl, the Holy of Holies. Why the faces of children, Alan? Why?
Innocent.
Says my Rebbe, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky Zatzal. What do these faces of children represent? If our children are on top of the ark, what does the ark represent? Torah. Then our children are Kodesh Kadoshim. But if God forbid our children are not attached to the ark, Avram, what does the ark represent? Torah values. Then Nebuch, they become Malachi Chabala hanging out in Kikar Tzion smoking pot. Nebuch. You hear what Yaakov Kanetsky said? What is the message of the Kruvim? Faces of children. If our children get the proper chinuch, Sonia, the proper chinuch, what's contained in the ark? What's the ark? Torah values. Then our children are holy of holies. But if God forbid our children don't get the chinuch of the Aron, then Nebuch, those very children, Nebuch, can become, God forbid, Malachi Chabala. Frightening. The awesome responsibility that is up to each and every one of us. As a teacher, as a parent, teach your children well. Make sure they're attached to the ark. What's the ark, Devorah? What's inside the ark? Torah values. Then our children are Kodesh Kedoshim. But if God forbid they're not attached to the ark, then chas v'sholom, they can become Malachi Chabala. Pretty frightening. I think you had a question, yes?
Could you explain why in the Kodesh Kedoshim you have Malachi Chabala?
We just said.
Why are they in the Kodesh Kedoshim?
What are they? If we do what's incumbent upon us, if we teach our children well and behave properly, then those Kruvim are Kodesh Kedoshim. They're there in the Holy of Holies to remind us, to teach our children well, to make sure that we and our children are attached to the ark. That's the message. Why God commands these images in the Holy of Holies. If you want our children to be Holy of Holies, look at the Kruvim, the face of a boy and a girl, make sure they're attached to the ark, the Torah. Otherwise, they can chas v'sholom become Malachi Chabala, these very same Kruvim. So belief in angels is a cardinal of Judaism, Avram, because belief in angels teaches us Schar Va'onish. The reward of a mitzvah is the good Malach, and the chasul, the punishment for an Aveda, is what? Is the devil. Right? That's schar va'onesh. In other words, right? Now, how does the Mishnah know when you do a mitzvah, you create a malach? Everything in the Mishnah, nechama, has to have a source in the Chumash. How does the Mishnah know that belief that when you do a mitzvah, you create a malach? And that's the schar, Avram. And what's the onish for the avera? The devil. That's schar va'onesh, belief in malachim. That's why it's a cardinal of Judaism, says Rambam. Who sent Abraham to the Akedah? God sent him. Who stopped him? Why? No, Raz. It says a malach stopped him. Isn't that strange? God sends him to the Akedah, and a malach stops him.
The malach that he created.
Beautiful, Devorah. God didn't send the malach to stop him. The malach was created by the Akedah. The malach said, you don't have to go further. You don't have to kill your son. I'm living proof that you did the mitzvah. Machshava tova, kushbocha metzar l'maisa. God didn't send the malach. The malach was created through the mitzvah of the Akedah. Then it says when he took the ram and slaughtered the ram instead of his son, it says a second malach appeared. Hakim couldn't be the same malach. They have a good union, right? Not my job. They have a good union? No. Why a second malach, Moshe?
They
have a good union. Because when he did the ram instead of his son, noch a mitzvah. Noch a mitzvah, noch a malach. That's a, what? Noch. Od. It says malach sheinit. Because when he did the ram, that's another mitzvah. So another mitzvah creates another malach. That's how the Mishnah knows that you create you do a mitzvah, you create a malach, which is schar va'onesh.
Can I ask
a question? Bakasha.
Is this personal? I mean, are we creating them just for ourselves? Or
what are we doing now?
Impact other people?
What's the greatest mitzvah you do is studying Torah.
But I mean, let's say...
studying Torah, what we're doing now, how many malachim are creating now? How many malachim? And after 120, Sonia, who's going to greet us? Millions of malachim. This way your table's waiting. We have a lot of time. Let's not be in a hurry to get there. But after 120, who will greet us? The army of malachim that I created all of this? I can't believe it. Every word of Torah you hear or say is nachamitzah, v'dibar tabam, and v'talmud Torah, keneged kulam. What we're doing now is the greatest all mitzvahs. Tractate Shabbos 127, side A. What we're doing now is the greatest mitzvah. Talmud Torah keneged kulam. And every word of Torah that you study is nacha mitzvah. Chofetz Chaim said an average person can speak 200 words a minute. If you're a shprecher, you can speak more. So imagine how many mitzvahs you get. 200 words a minute times 60 minutes, Alfie. Nacha mitzvah. Chofetz Chaim. So all these malachim we're creating. Got to talk fast. You got to listen fast.
Every step we make
each person gets
it. Nachon? We have to be aware of that because mitzvah is trichot kavana, Avram. Mitzvah trichot kavana. You have to appreciate what we're accomplishing by coming here. The army of malachim that we are creating. A chas v'sholom, a person does an avera, the devil that he's creating.
But it's only
remember the movie Ghost? Devil,
right? Yeah.
The movie Ghost, the guy got it right. You see the movie Ghost? Go ahead.
Yes.
What?
The thing, I mean, if they're in the Holy of Holies, we could see from one point of view, it's obviously a very strong statement. But on the other hand, do the people see it?
See what?
What's going on between the...
The Talmud Yuma 54 says... when the Jews came up to the temple three times a year, the Kohanim opened up the gates of the temple, they removed the curtain, and all the Jews with binoculars, they couldn't go in, they saw these lovebirds with the face of a boy and a girl in the Holy of Holies. And they took the message that our children are like that if we attach them to the Ark. Torah values. So three times a year, Alfie, when the Yidden came up, they came from all over, right? Even from Borough Park. And they stood in temple courtyard with binoculars. The Kohanim opened up the gates. And they removed the curtain and they saw these Kruvim. face of our boys and girls.
According to which column? So they saw the Holy of Holies?
They in the courtyard. If you had good binoculars. You're not allowed to go in.
Right, in
the courtyard, you know, you could see. And that was the message that was presented. Now, it says that God placed the Kruvim in Lahat Acherev, HaMisapechet Lishmor Derech Etzachayim, the sword of Lahat, a sword of illusion, that turns over to guard the road to the Etzachayim. You understand this? I don't. It says the Kruvim had a sword of illusion. Lahat in Hebrew means an illusion. Lahat means an illusion. If you look in Sanhedrin, you can't trust the art scroll all the time. You know, the English says flaming sword, right? Dr. Abramson? But if you look in Sanhedrin, page 67, it says the word lahat means an illusion.
With an A or an R?
Lamed, hey, tet. If you look in Sanhedrin 67, it says the word lahat in Hebrew means an illusion. Illusion. How do you say illusion? Smoke screen? Mirage. It's a mirage, Abraham. A mirage. Lahat. So you can't always trust the English. Right? So it says a sword of illusion, hamisapechet, that turns to guard the road to the tree of eternal life. What in the world does that mean? Fasten your seatbelts. We're over 40. We can talk Kabbalah. Says the Zohar what it means. Cherev is a symbol of death. Right, Moshe? Sword, a symbol of death. Says the Zohar, Lahat Acherev. The path to Gan Eden, back to Eden, is through Cherev. Cherev represents what? Death. But death is only lahat. Death is only an illusion. Because death is a mesapechet that turns the person over to the Derech Etzachayim. Yeah, the Zohar learns this pasuk? Isn't that incredible? The path back to Gan Eden is through Cherev. Cherev is the symbol of what? Death. But death is only lahat. It's only an illusion. Because in reality, death is a masapechet. In Hebrew means, it turns the soul over to get back to the Eitz HaChayim. What does Eitz HaChayim mean? Life after death. Eternal life. So, according to the Zohar, when a person dies, who will escort him back to the Eitz HaChayim? The Kruvim that he created through his mitzvahs and masim tovim. This way your table's waiting. But we have plenty of time after 120. You have a lot more angels to create down here. Let's not be too in a rush to get there.
You've got a reserve seat.
You hear this, Michael? We got a lot to accomplish down here.
We got more angels to create.
That's right. Nachon? There's lat acheret hamisapechet. That death is the illusion that turns the neshama over back to the Derech Eitz HaChayim. You hear this, buddy? Eitz HaChayim, says the Zohar and the Rambam, is an expression for life after death. Eitz HaChayim, the tree of eternal life.
According to the Zohar
and the Rambam, or Nevuchim, when it says Eitz HaChayim, it means eternal life after death. And the Kruvim will escort the person back to Eitz HaChayim. Now, where was Gan Eden, Avraham? We say a person dies, the Neshama, the Zohar says, goes to Gan Eden. But Adam and Chava, where were they living? In a physical Gan Eden. I'm confused, buddy. If Gan Eden is in the Olam Haba, what were Adam and Chava doing in the physical Gan Eden? Says the Orachayim HaKadosh, great Mekubal. He says, God has a plan A and a plan B. And plan A seldom works out, even for him. Raz. Plan A was, says Or Chaim HaKadosh, that the Olam Haba and Olam Hazeh should be a two-story mansion. Where plan A was that Adam and Chava were supposed to exist simultaneously in physical world and in the spiritual world. So the physical Gan Eden, that was the first floor. The spiritual Gan Eden, two-story mansion, Avram, moving up, moving down. Both worlds were connected. Plan A. Where Adam and Chava could go up the down escalator. Physical world, spiritual world. That was plan A. But we sinned. Adam and Chava sinned. So when we sinned, we created a chasm. Is that the right word? Chasm? Mm-hmm. Mr. Weinrib, chasm?
Yeah. Yeah.
We broke the two-story mansion. Now the physical world and the spiritual world are no longer connected. Now the only way, buddy, to get from the physical world to the spiritual world is through the bridge that we call death. Death is the bridge that connects the physical world to the spiritual world. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. We broke it. We created the chasm. Now the only way to get back to the spiritual Gan Eden is through the tunnel that we call death. But Isaiah tells us, Ubile hamoves lo netzach. When Mashiach comes, we're going to go back to the future. Death will be swallowed up forever. Where the chasm will be repaired, Reb Moshe. You won't need the tunnel of death. That's Tchias HaMeisim. Where the physical world and the spiritual world will once again what? Merge. That's Tchias HaMeisim. Moving up, moving down. The bridge that we call death, Alfie, will be eliminated. We're going back to the Adam Kaidem Achet. So, plan A was no chasm. Plan A doesn't work out all the time, not even for him. Plan B is also good. Our free will cannot cancel God's game plan, Roz. It can delay it by 6,000 years. See, we have free will to delay God's game plan, but never to cancel. In the end, by the year 6,000, Avram, the jig is up. The year 6,000, the physical and the spiritual world will once again merge. That's Tchias HaMeisim. Stay tuned. Eat healthy. Take your spirulina. And we might make it. It's only 200 years to go. You work out. You jog. Right? Might make it.
Whoever does is going to wake up there.
We're going back to the future. We're going back to Adam Kodem Achet. Says the great Nachmanides. And what Isaiah means, death will be swallowed up forever. It's a pasuk nishayo. We say that in the house of a mourner, lo yaleinu. Ubila hamoves lanetzach. Death will be swallowed up forever. A question? Yes? Reuven?
Is there anything to the idea that Adam and Chava's sin was that Chava tried to blame the serpent and Adam tried to blame Chava?
They each passed the buck. Right?
Yeah.
They all pass the buck. And what does Adam say?
She is the one.
The woman that you gave to be with me, she gave me. Va'ochel. What does va'ochel mean? I ate? How do you say I ate in Hebrew? V'achalti. Doesn't say v'achalti, Moshe. It says va'ochel. What does va'ochel mean? I will continue to eat. You hear this, chutzpah? You gave me free will. I will continue to defy you. Man has this rebellious streak in him. We all have Adam's DNA. What does DNA stand for? Divine natural ability. No? DNA. We all have his DNA. Avram, no divine natural ability. Well, we choose not to use it, to rebel, right? What we do have is divine natural ability that even if we sin, the Talmud says that Adam and Chava did do tshuva. And after they did tshuva, b'makom shebalo tshuva omed, filo tzadik gomel yochel amoid. A bal tshuva stands higher than what? Than a goody two shoes. So Adam and Chava sinned, they did tshuva, and they became even greater. Do you hear this? And that was their mistake, Reb Moshe. According to Lurianic Kabbalah, Adam and Chava purposely sinned because what? To do tshuva. Because a bal tshuva stands higher than what? That's wrong. Because only if you sin spontaneously and you do tshuva me'ahava, your aveira becomes what? A mitzvah. But they had this cheshbon. They did an aveira l'shma, Alfie. Because they knew that a bal tshuva stands closer to God than what? So they purposely sinned in order to do tshuva. You remember that song, Alfie? The best part of breaking up is making up. I'm dating myself. When two lovers quarrel and they have a falling out, when they make up, aren't they more lovey-dovey? Says the Zohar, that's why a bal tshuva stands closer to God. After the quarrel, more lovey-dovey. It's incredible. That was their cheshbon. It was wrong, because that's only if you sin spontaneously. And you do tshuva me'ahava, the aveira itself becomes what? A mitzvah. But not to go with the cheshbon preconceived motion like that. But that was their mistake. They say the road to hell is paved with noble intentions. But that's how the Ria Kodesh explains why they sinned. And eventually they did do tshuva, and it became greater after the sin as before the sin. Yes, Moshe.
You always said this is interesting. I think it relates to this. Don't be a tzaddik and somebody else's cheshbon. They want to be tzaddikim, and everybody has to die because of them.
That's right.
So thanks, but no thanks.
Thanks, but no thanks. That's right. Don't be a tzaddik on Yenim's plates. How do you say that in English? Very good, the motion. Now, all the trees in the garden, they could eat except one tree. They had it all. Right? Mrs. Lapp, they had it all. Why couldn't they be happy? Why couldn't they be happy?
Huh?
This is the Yetzer Hara. Yetzer Hara ruins the party. To get you to focus not on what you have, but what you lack. I can't be happy, no matter what I have. If there's one thing beyond my reach, if I can't have that, I'm miserable. That's Satan's trap. You can't appreciate what you have, because Satan makes you focus on what you can't have. He ruins the party. Thank you very much, Lachama.
He just said that they did it on purpose. I've
got to wet my whistle. There's another approach. There's 70 interpretations, Sonia.
Oh, okay.
One down, 69 to go. Okay. And they're all true.
All
right. Let me just get to the punchline over here. One tree I can't enjoy, then I cannot focus on the blessing that Hashem gave me. This is Satan's trap. What's the secret to being happy, Alfie? Parshas Ki Tovo. It says, V'samachta b'chol hatoiv. Don't worry, be happy. Parshas Ki Tovo. It says, V'samachta b'chol hatoiv. You shall rejoice in all the good. Asher nosan l'cho, Hashem. How can you be happy? If you rejoice and appreciate and focus what Hashem gave you. Enjoy and appreciate what Hashem gave you. You'll be happy. But if you always see what the other guy has, you can't appreciate what you have. That's Satan's trap. B'samachta b'chala toiv ashenosan l'cha Hashem alakecha. Focus on what Hashem gave us. The glass is always, buddy, half full. Satan says, look at the glass as not as half full, as half empty, and that's why people are miserable.
And she says she wakes up in the morning and she thanks God for what she has and what she doesn't have.
Wow. Yeah. What? Yes, yes. Yira Moshe, Benjamin, focus on what we have. Appreciate and focus on what Hashem gave us. This is the secret to happiness. But most people, they look at what the other guy has. Not appreciating what Hashem gave l'cha. Secret to happiness is focus on what Hashem gave you. Yes.
Well, it seems that at various points in the Torah, we're taught that death is a punishment. And for example, by eating from the tree of
who said it's a punishment? Well, we call it a punishment. He doesn't.
Well, but it's a consequence.
That's the only way to fix it. It's a consequence, not a punishment. God doesn't punish. The consequences. We call it punishment. He calls it corrective instruction.
In the Psalms, we see repeatedly that eternal life is a reward.
Right.
And here in the Torah, we see quite often that death is some kind of a punishment. So, but if
it's not,
saying
yeah.
Death is just, if
death became necessary. That's the only way to get back to the Gan Eden is through the bridge that we call death, but the Zohar says that's lahat. That's only an illusion. I want to move on because I have a lot of material to cover. The Torah says it's not good for man to be alone. God saw all that he made. God admired his hand of Avram. Like a great artist, he makes a masterpiece. He steps back and he says, that's pretty good. That's pretty neat. Devorah, that's what God is doing? Huh? God saw that it's good. What is the Torah teaching me? God is admiring his handiwork, Avram. You can't trust the English all the time. Vayar is written in the hifil. How do you say hifil in English? Causative. Vayar Elakim means God allowed the creation to appear. Vayar isn't the hifil, it's causative. Why did God allow creation to appear? Kitov. What does Kitov mean? Because he is good. Not it was good, he is good. It's the goodness of God that's being described. The Torah is teaching me what it means to be good. What does it mean to be good? To give of yourself. God gave Kavayochol of himself to create us. Each and every one of us possesses part of Hashem. We all have a tzelem elohim el chelik elohim yimal. You know why God brought existence into being in us? Because he's good. So God is defining the definition of good. Good means to give of yourself. Charity, time, money, sometimes even a shmeichel. Some people just can't smile. It's like they're constipated. You give someone a smile, it doesn't cost any money. You can make a person's day by smiling at him. You're giving him, you're giving. It's kostet sich kein Geld. Some people just can't smile.
What mitzvah is that in the Torah?
Huh?
What mitzvah
was that? V'haftaracha kamocha. To smile, to give. Time, money, whatever. So Torah is saying that to be good is to be godlike. The tafkir of a human being is valachta bedrachav, to walk in his ways. Later on, the Garden of Eden, God says it's not good for the human to be alone. What do you mean it's not good for the human to be alone? If the human is alone, he can't be good. Why? With no wife to love, and no family to provide for, and no one to give and share, the human can't be good. I have to create for him a wife and have children in order to express his goodness. because the tafkid of a human being is to act godlike. To be good. To be good means to give. So it's no. So man, if he's alone, it's not good. He can't be good if he's alone. He has no one to give to. No one to share his gifts. He can't be good. And therefore, I have to create for him what? A family. Therefore, getting married is the first mitzvah in the Torah. Because, why is it the first mitzvah in the Torah, Alfie? Because each spouse has to give to the other one. That's acting godlike. God is constantly giving. Every breath that we take, call on Shoma to hallelujah, hallelujah. Every breath that we take is a gift from Him, from His breath. Every time we breathe from Him. Not automatic pilot. God is constantly giving. So when we give to others, we are acting godlike. You remember President Kennedy? What did he say? Ask not what your spouse can do for you. Ask what you can do for your spouse. That's not President Kennedy. It's Rabbi Sprecher. Ask not what your spouse can do for you. Ask what you can do for your spouse. Ezer kenegdo. I'll make a helper that'll be against him. That makes sense? A helper to be against him? So the Talmud says, Zocha Ezer, Loi Zocha Kenegdo. If the person is a mensch and has merit, then his wife will be a helper. Loi Zocha, if he's not a mensch, Kenegdo, she'll be a battle axe. It's up to the hubby. You get the wife that you deserve. But my Rebbe Rapam Zatzal gave a deeper interpretation. He says, Ezer Kenegdo. The wife helps him by being against him. Only a wife can point out your character defects and your character flaws. Nobody can do it but the wife. How does she help him? By being against him. By pointing out his defects and faults. That's how she helps him become better. Oh. Isha Gematria Musar. Who's good in math? I know you're good in math. Isha Aleph Shin Hey has the same numerical value, 306, as the word what? Musar. Musar means what? Rebuke. Same numerical value. The tafkid of a wife, how does she help him, Avram? By being against him. By rebuking him, which no one can do but a wife. That's how she makes him better. By not reinforcing his failures, his negativity, by pointing out his flaws, which only a wife can do, that's how she helps him. But the word Isha and Musar is also Gematria Devash. Honey. When you give Musar, you have to do it in a sweet way. Otherwise, it's counterproductive. Therefore, Rav Scheinberg, the great tzaddik, Zecher Tzadik Vrecha, he called his wife honey. Isha has the same numerical value as what? As honey. Honey, I'm home. They got everything from us. Isha's gematria devash. She has to rebuke you, but she has to do it in a honey-like way. Otherwise, it's what, Mr. Weinrib? It's counterproductive. But the job of a wife is to keep us on the straight and narrow, but in a sweet, honey way. Honey, I'm home. Okay, pretty amazing, huh? Ezer Kenegdo. Only a wife can smooth over the rough edges of hubby. You know? We all have rough edges. The wife smooths over. Right? But she has to do it in a devash, sweet-like way. Otherwise, it's not. It's counterproductive. Uh-huh. Now, the Ri HaKodesh says something amazing, Raz. We're over 40. We can talk. Every person was sent down here with a specific tikkun to do. Just like God doesn't run out of fingerprints, He doesn't run out of tikkunim. Of missions. Your mission in life You have a choice to accept it or reject it.
Mission Impossible.
Mission Impossible. They got everything from us. He was religious. What's his name? The guy in Mission Impossible. Stephen Hill. He's a Haredi Jew. Your mission in life. Up to you. So the Ariel Kodesh says, just like God doesn't run out of faces or fingerprints, he doesn't run out of mission and tikkunim. Every one of us was sent down here with a specific tikkunim mission. But how do you know what it is, Reb Moshe? How do you know? Says the Holy Ari, Ezer Kenegdo. If there's one mitzvah that you find Kenegdo, particularly you have to struggle with that mitzvah, you have an obstacle, it's very difficult for you to accomplish that mitzvah, you think you can't do it, that's your Ezer. Your help for your neshama is to overcome Kenegdo. Everyone knows what their particular weakness is. Everyone has a certain mitzvah that he finds very difficult to accomplish, that he thinks it's above him, that particularly is opposed to him, Kenegdo, that's your Ezer. That's your help in life. And everyone knows what that moral weakness is, whatever it is, internet, gambling, women, booze, whatever it is, stealing, cheating. Everyone has a certain mitzvah that's Kenegdo. That's your Ezer. By overcoming that, and accomplishing it against all odds, that's your Ezer. What does your Ezer mean? Your Tikkun. You hear the Ari HaKadosh? That's what we were sent down here to accomplish. If it's Kenegdoi, that's your Ezer. Pretty amazing.
In other words, Rabbi Shmuel, it's Tikkun Midah, isn't it? To have a Midah, that's...
A midah, that's right, that's right. A negative midah, whether it's anger or whether it's internet or whether it's what? People have a taiva to make money illegally or what? Everyone has their weakness. That, if it's kenegdo, it's your Ezer. That's your Ezer. That's the way you will help your neshama accomplish her tikkun. Her tikkun, nechon?
Even tzadikim.
That's right. We think the Gedolim were created Gedolim, Shirley, right? Every one of the Gedolim, they all had a struggle. They all say that each one had the character flaw that he had to work all of his life to what? To overcome. Right? No one is a tzaddik overnight. It takes years of struggle. Years of struggle. Now, when did God create the world, Avram? When did he create the world? 57, 73 years ago, right? But if you look in the Aftorah, so the Parsha says, Bereshis bara, in the past. But if you look at the Aftorah, Alfie, Koyomer El Hashem Bore Hashemayim. Roka Oretz. What does Bore mean?
Creating.
Creation is an ongoing process. It began 57, 73 years ago. But God tells the prophet Isaiah, Bore Hashemayim, Achshav. Creation is an ongoing process. Wow. The world is not an automatic pilot. God creates the Bria constantly. He's constantly giving. Giving what? His life force. So we also have to give of ourselves to imitate the good God. Because our tafkid is valachta bedrachav, right? To walk in his ways. Gracious. But it's a pasuk in the Aftorah. Koyom o'el Hashem bore Hashemayim o'oretz. Bore, not bara. Bore is achshav, ongoing process. Pretty amazing. Next Sunday is the cavemen and dinosaurs in Gan Eden. Stay tuned.